There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You funny scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that transforms into a car, then a tiger, and then a hawk, and then back to a helicopter, and then back to a podcast again. This is 50 Days of Dragon Con. And joining me, as always, is Lee.
Hi. I want to wait. We can transform.
Yes. You only get to be shapes of water, though.
Oh man, that's the suckiest of all of them. Come on.
And the worst part is that Aquaman then can control you in ways he wants to.
Aquaman's an idiot too. I hope the new version of Aquaman is so much better. Okay, so wow, I want to transform. Transforming would be fun.
There would be more than meets the eye to you then.
Ooh, there already is, because the eye is really actually shows me a short, but in real, like in your mind, like your third eye, if you think about it deep, and I'm like 6 feet tall.
All right. So Lee is delusional. What other things do you have going on today, Lee?
So what else do we have going on today? You know what? I don't think there's been, I'm looking right now very, very quickly. Did we get anybody new announced the last couple of days? We know about Julian Anderson was on the Facebook.
We're still waiting on David Duchovny. So when's he being announced?
You're such an evil, evil person. we got some Emerald Rose and Brian from Draco and the Malfoys. Those are some singer people. We got some new writers. Oh, Hawthor from Stargate SG-1 is coming. She's kind of cool. So, and as they've done the official listing of all like the Grim guests that we're so excited about, and Brian Henson and all of that. So that's very cool. So we're very excited about that. And James Urban, I can't say his name, the venture guy, James
Urbaniak.
Urbaniak?
Urbaniak.
Urbaniak.
It's like, I have to remember Animaniacs, and then I remember how to pronounce his name.
Okay, that works for me. That's good. So, yay. So, we got those people, and they're now on the list, even though they were already announced on the Facebook. And so, and Summer Glau's coming. Summer Glau, who was in Serenity and Sir Chronicles and all of that kind of stuff.
And
she's
adorable. And my dreams.
Yes, and your dreams. We know. Yes. We know. But, you know, it's so funny, too, because we've also got a lot of people who are coming in, like, what are those I would consider our classic years, the years you and I grew up.
Yeah.
Hoping that we could go and be an astronaut and then go 25 years and 25,000 years or whatever into the future to the 25th century. Or that we could drive a really cool Trans Am that talked to us.
Yeah. If only there was a track at Dragon Con that covered those things. But surely there isn't, so that's
well,
the
if
end
only
of this
there
podcast.
there was one that could do it in a way that makes sense.
No.
That could make sense of
that's
our
not possible.
Misspent youth.
That's not possible. Oh well, Lee, nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you too. Hey Joe. We didn't really have a segue. We're just trying. We were, you know, you could jump in, whatever. So, hey, this is Joe Crow. He is the director of classic sci-fi. It's
me.
It's
I'm the guy who can do the things you were talking about.
And so, what is the official name of your track? Because I just call it classic sci-fi, which I know is not the official name.
It's American Sci-Fi Classics.
There we go. American Sci-Fi Classics. So the 70s Wonder Woman.
But not but not the 70s Doctor Who.
But not the 70s. No. God.
What about the 70s Star Trek?
No. I believe no, because the Star Trek track should be
other, but those shows
or somebody has dropped the ball horribly and neither of them are working on it.
So you currently have Xena, right?
Yes.
Okay, but now that they're doing a new Xena, you're going to lose it.
Yes, I guess the current people would get Xena, back if they did a new Xena. When they do a new Xena, I mean, I say when, because eventually it's in progress.
Oh, you didn't know that it actually is in progress.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So let me. That's an interesting question. So, did you have Ghostbusters?
Yes.
So, do you still have Ghostbusters?
No, that's mine now.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just.
she's just trying to claim it.
If I said it out loud first,
Lee, you did that wrongly. You did that completely wrong. You're supposed to say yes, it is. Yes, just with all the confidence in the world. As long as he doesn't check with David,
well,
you're okay.
Think about it. It's fictional paranormal stuff.
Mm-hmm. But the government is in this version
trying to keep it quiet.
Here, Joe, I'm going to make the argument for you. But paranormal is not supposed to be fictional.
Well, no. See, mine is about aliens or ghosts or other things that are paranormal-like in a fictional universe. The paranormal track is about the study of the paranormal phenomena.
So anyway,
don't even try it on me. So they're ready for you.
Once we're done visiting the barber, splitting these hairs. Yep.
So Joe. And Joe, okay, so folks, Joe is also, his favorite show is a show called Manimal that had six episodes?
Or maybe eight. I think eight.
I think six aired, and then the other eight have now come out in the DVD set.
Yes.
Yeah. So this was a hideous show, and Joe loves it. And so if you get to watch anything about Manimal, and you can then have a conversation with Joe about how great this show is, that's what you should do. And you should talk about Manimal. And then you should also then talk about all the other shows that had that transformation. And for those of us of a certain age, we do remember the Wonder Twins, the one who could turn into any animal, which was cool, or the one that could only turn into a form of liquid, which was the dumbest superpower. I can't think of a dumber superpower.
Just water.
All he could do was versions of water.
I don't know.
Versions of water.
What is a worse superpower than that?
Turning into a car?
What?
Turning into a car?
Yeah, but at least I could go. But then I can turn. But
what are you
going to
do then?
I can drive places.
Oh, great.
That bites people.
At least water, I can get into places I'm not supposed to be.
Yeah. You could do that in a car.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Ladies, gentlemen. Woohoo. Okay, sorry, Joe. Go on and tell us what, as we have kind of already told everybody really what this is about, but the nostalgia of our yesteryears. Tell us about classic sci-fi.
I can do that. This is year five of my presidency, chairmanship.
Reign, really. Your tyranny of the
American sci-fi classics track, and me and a gaggle of people that I've known for a while that I first met as a panelist at Dragon Con, most of them. We all just get together and talk about stuff, American sci-fi TV and movies, and assorted other genre-ish things from, I've put it as 10 years ago and further back, which is not very limiting at all, because that's only the entire history of all science fiction that I've got to do something with.
Well,
so
that is really what it's kind of amazing to me, because there are periods, because you do go so far back. So, I mean, we can talk about Logan's Run. We can talk about Twilight Zone. You can go that far back, the Outer Limits, and then you can also do Smallville.
Yeah.
So how do you determine what shows you're going to talk about? Because you only have 30 hours of programming, dude.
It is tough. In a way, I'm kind of planning it all year. And a guideline I like to use is anniversaries. And that seems to work out pretty well. Like 20th anniversary, 25th, 30th, and then for a couple of things, 50th and longer than that. And I'll look at movies that came out or TV shows that came out in anniversary years, and I'll that is an amazingly huge list. Whenever I look at, like, for instance, this year we're doing a few panels for 1986, and so we focus in on what came out that year, and but then at the same time we're also doing a panel on The Rocketeer, which came out in 91, which okay. That's 25 years, I think. Yeah, 25 yeah. years.
So you're doing the 30th anniversary years of those shows. So what shows did come out in 86?
86 was, I believe, gosh, Greatest American Hero, I think.
Look at what's happened to me. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Please sing six more, John. What?
I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm on top of the world. Should have been somebody else.
Oh,
anyway,
we got to do this. We got to do that. I got to do that at some point.
That is awesome.
I got my costume. I am going to be dressed up as Grayson.
Are you?
No.
Yes.
Dang. No.
What the heck?
I don't have enough hair.
I'll buy you a wig.
Yeah.
I'll buy you the curly wig.
Yeah, you would have to buy the curly wig.
You got to do the curly wig.
God, that guy's hair was amazing.
It still is. He's been at Dragon Con. His hair still is amazing.
Oh, that would be enormous. That would be an enormously huge thing to get him to the Dragon Con. Speaking
He's been
of huge
there.
Things.
It must have been.
Okay,
it must
speaking
have been
of huge things.
Get your minds out of the gutter. That's where they stay. Mine too. But speaking of huge things, Sam Jones and Melody Anderson are coming.
Yay, Flash Gordon, the real Flash Gordon.
The actual Flash Gordon, not from the Sci-Fi Channel show from 10 years ago.
King of the Universe.
Was there a Flash Gordon TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was the kid from Smallville. The blonde kid from Smallville.
Yes, indeed.
He left Smallville to go to this show, and this show it wasn't good.
Yes. It was. It was.
Bad.
So, in other words, Joe loved it.
Maybe I did. It was.
No. You know what? There's love of cheesy, but a lot of people don't love bad. It's hard
there's
to love bad.
There's a difference. There's a certain difference, and I'm not saying that Manimal, for instance, was. I feel like it was self-aware to a certain point.
Manimal knew what it was doing. Yeah. Well, it was the 80s, and Manimal, there are certain shows like I watch now. What is it? Well, I love Grimm.
I don't know.
The other one that I just say is always so tongue in cheek? I can't remember. But there are shows that you're just like, y'all are having fun with that. You can tell you're having fun with that, and that is what I'm enjoying. Luther. And the first season of Sleepy Hollow. That is bat guano insane fun. And that's good. And Manimal is that for you, Joe. It's okay.
Yeah, the first season of Lucifer is also.
Oh, that's an awesome show. I'm sorry. But yeah, exactly. Just crazy show that knows that what it's doing. And they're having fun with it. And that's fine.
Exactly. That's kind of where I'm going with it. A lot of people, you know, on the Classic Track Facebook page, they'll post, hey, look, here's a YouTube video I found of somebody did a clip, the 25 worst shows ever. And those infuriate me.
No, see, that your version of worst. No.
Yeah, those fly all over me because invariably the 25 are all dorky sci-fi shows from the 70s or 80s that were only on for a few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought is, well, yeah, that's the point. If you really want to say, if we really want to talk about worst shows, and this is something I should do myself just because I want it to exist, let's talk about the 25 worst rom-coms.
Oh, yeah.
On TV for the past 25 years, or the 25 worst shows with lawyers in them.
Or the 25 worst procedurals. Guys, there's some really bad ones out there. So it's okay. But sorry, we have gone down a rabbit hole again.
Always.
86. You were talking about the greatest American hero, which John said he's going to dress up as, so everybody should hold him to that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what else?
There's a lot of movies this year we're doing stuff with. Big Trouble in Little China.
Awesome movie. Awesome!
And, Big Trouble in Little China. Now, we're going back to 81 for this one, but Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm.
Okay.
Came out in 1981. So I couldn't miss a shot to do something with Raiders of the Lost Ark. And
that says how old we are that Raiders of the Lost Ark came out in 81, doesn't it?
A little bit.
No, it
doesn't. But instead of saying, I feel so old, really, I just feel awesome about it because that stuff is still...
It's still cool.
As it was back then.
Exactly. And we got to see it in a theater when it first came out.
Exactly. Sorry. But Highlander, the very first Highlander, is 30 years old this year. So we got to do something with that.
That was the good Highlander. Can we pretend the first and the third are the only ones that happened?
Yes.
Okay, good. Awesome.
I don't know what you're talking about. Was there a second one?
I only like the second one.
You are a fibber.
I want to believe that there can be only one planet of Highlanders.
Yes, it was a planet of Highlanders.
And they're, oh God, no, let's not. I'm not going there. Okay, stop. All right, so. Okay, so stop. Oh God.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to stop, but I just can't help myself. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
All right, wait. All right, I stopped.
I'm just giggling thinking about John on a planet full of Highlanders.
Okay.
I don't know why that is making me giggle.
I don't know why either.
I am the only one, and everybody else going, well, no, we're kind of all the only one.
We're all one.
There's like thousands of us.
We kind of, it's all of us. It's okay, though. Look, John, at some point, you will have your awakening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to remember, you don't have your awakening until later.
Nope.
The TV show explained that to us.
What kind of awakening is that? Oh, never mind. Go on.
Don't ask.
One cool thing. Last year, in between panels, I think it was on a Saturday, or maybe a Sunday night. In between panels, one of my panelists, her name is Tegan. She's a podcaster. She said to me, you know what? I just want to have a Highlander panel right now. And I said, let's do it. So she put on Facebook, I'm having a Highlander panel right now, and people showed up. We had like 50, 75 people, and then we just did a Highlander panel in between two panels.
Well, it was the only one.
It was the only one, yes. And we got, I got this on video, I think. Gosh, did I? Maybe I did. We got the whole room singing the Highlander theme song by Queen. Princess of the Universe.
Okay, if you do have that on video, you need to find it. You need to send it to John because we're going to put it with this podcast.
Okay.
Is that okay, John? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, goody. So do that. That'd be awesome.
I feel like I've got it.
All right. So what are you doing? Because I'm asking a lot of things because one of my big things for the past couple of years has been how generational Dragon Con is. What you doing for the kids? For the little nerdlings, the little Highlanders.
That have no idea what any of these shows are. What are you doing for those kids?
How are we ruining their lives to make sure they know what these shows are?
What I'm hoping to do is that by exposing the children, pardon my French,
exposing the children, not exposing to the children, right?
No, we are exposing, I almost said we're exposing things to the children, but I'm not even going to say that. I can't even say I'm showing the things.
Not anymore, you can't. You could have had this podcast gone a different way to begin with.
We don't do anything to the children, I swear. I'm going to present... some 80s and 70s sci-fi and 90s sci-fi things as sort of a, and the whole track I think is this, it's sort of a baseline of educational purpose. Like these are things you as a sci-fi geek of any era, these are the kind of things you should be aware of.
You don't have
to like them.
No, you don't have to like them. But you do need to know that there was a Wonder Woman years ago. Yeah.
Yes. And right now, most people currently know that there are Transformers live action movies. And this year is the 30th anniversary of the first Transformers cartoon movie. So we're going to do a thing with that, because that movie had all your toys in it and killed them all.
Yeah. It killed them?
It was a cartoon that had all the Transformers in it, and bad guys killed them, like in the first 10 minutes.
Mm. What the hell was wrong with us?
Yes.
This is why all of us go to therapy now. This is why, is because these are the kind of cartoons we watch.
So imagine.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
You have, and like many of us did, you have a huge collection of Transformers, and then you go to see the movie, you're super excited, and the first 10 minutes you go, oh, I got that guy, and he's dead. And that one too, oh, I love him, and he's dead too. So they killed your toys. It was excellent. So that, and I also love it because it was Orson Welles as the bad guy in his final performance.
Oh, Orson, from Rosebud to Transformers.
Yep.
There was more than meets the eye to that guy.
There was. And he would sell no wine before it's time. That's what he would do. But So you're
basically going to show these old, terrible, terrible cartoons and ruin these poor children.
Pretty much.
Good job, man.
Pretty much. And basically, in some ways, it's a history lesson. And in some ways, it's just an exposure to more than just the stuff that's currently out now. Now, unlike a lot of, let's say, old farts and a lot of young farts, if I can say farts on a podcast, I think I've already said it three times. I don't dislike current things. Current things are great. There are so many great things happening in movies and TV right now. And I watch lots of them, but my focus on the classic track is the stuff that happened a while back. So you have other tracks like yours, Miss Lee, who do current things. And how excited, by the way, the X-Files came back. What the heck?
The X-Files came back. Well, we were never really dead. I mean, there have been a lot of comic books and a lot of other things. I mean, it and the movies. the movie, can we just say the movie? No, there were two. Okay, so yeah, so they're coming back. But I mean, I think that's the thing too, is that one of the things that, you know, X-Files really does talk about this, and I think other shows have as well. We've talked, you know, if you ever talk to a lot of them, they'll say, I grew up watching whatever. I mean, and that's why I wanted to go here. The X-Files owes a lot to The Twilight Zone and to Kolchak, The Night Stalker.
Yeah.
And those were old shows, and those are great shows. Kolchak is, I think, on Netflix, because I think I saw it and I went, it was kind of fun. So you've got a lot of those old shows that have influenced and still, you know, remind us of this. And I also just do want to say that, yeah, so when I watched those shows in the 80s that I loved, I get a little bit of that, that embarrassment squee jumps out like, oh my, what was I thinking? But you know what? In 15 years' time, I'll be doing that for shows I love now too. So it's okay.
Yeah.
We will.
What you got to do is, like,
love what you love.
It, exactly. Love what you love. And if you look back and say, wow, what was I thinking, liking such and such? Well, why are you treating yourself that way? You were just a kid. Leave yourself alone, for goodness sake.
It's okay. Let yourself love what it loved. It's okay. Sorry.
Yeah. The thing is, now, of course, I mean, I'm under no illusion that, yes, it's cheesy stuff, but cheese is good for you. And there's quality stuff back there. But basically, the overall ramble, the overall gist of the rambling that I'm doing is that being aware of all the classic stuff just exposes you to so much more by volume of neat things to enjoy, the stuff that's been around and out there forever. In 2016, it's so accessible. And that's great because over the years, there has been some little access. My personal favorite show, Manimal, only came out on DVD a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So all I had was YouTube clips and the occasional less than legal burned copy of a DVD.
And those VHSs, man, we got them. We got lots of them.
Yeah, exactly. But now they stream. They're on DVD. They're on Blu-ray. They're on apps. The stuff is out there. The entire history of sci-fi and fantasy and horror too. You can get it. You can see it. And our track celebrates that.
Sweet. That is so cool. Go ahead.
No, I mean, so, all right, next question. John, go for it.
Well, I was going to ask the guests this year.
Okay.
They are whom?
I have the original cast of
Ghostbusters. Yay! Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, actually, that's. I don't have any actual Ghostbusters, but I'll come to that. I've got the original cast of most of the original cast of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Ooh!
Yay! The ones that aren't in jail, right?
Yes.
John, we don't bring those things up. John.
Sorry. It had nothing to do with Dragon Con.
No.
So far as we know, maybe it was an argument over Dragon Con. Who knows?
As I was just saying, there's a new Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie coming out, but these guys were the originals, and so it connects. It connects the two ends. '90s kids grew up with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the same way I did with Super Friends.
So, do you have Bryan Cranston then? Bryan Cranston's coming then, right?
I wish.
Okay, do people understand why we talk about Bryan Cranston? Because one of his first acting gigs ever, and he's talked about it, and I think it's on his IMDb page.
Oh, he's in the movie, too.
And he's now in the new movie, and he says because he loved it when he did it, and, you know, it has a fond place in his heart. He was in one of those plastic monster suits.
Well, also, sweet. I think if he did the voice for one of the main evil guys.
He may have done the voice too in the original, but he was in one of those plastic suits.
So the other thing is too is that I think that if there was an American version of a British jobbing actor, it'd be Bryan Cranston.
It would be Bryan. Oh, yeah.
Exactly, he's willing to do whatever, really.
Well, we got a lot of jobbing actors, but yeah, he is one of them. And you know, take the check, and I hope it's going to be fun for you and have fun with it. Cause you know, I was at the age where my cousins that were about 9-10 years younger than me were into the Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. So I missed Power Rangers but that was okay. That was okay. But yeah, so I was not in that area. So it's not one of those things that I hugged to my heart, but Super Friends, I hugged to my heart.
But just to be clear, Bryan Cranston is not going to be a Dragon Con.
No matter what. Okay, first of all, let me explain. People that have not listened to this before, John fibs a lot because John has this hope and dream that Bryan Cranston is just going to show up and sit beside him and take him around Dragon Con because,
well,
John will get lost.
He was also in an episode of X-Files. So
he was in an episode of X-Files, as was Mark Shepard, as were a lot of people. So jobbing actors, man, God love them. Thank you. Thank you so much for making my sci-fi happy. So sorry. So you bring in the PowerPoint. See, we go down to
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Mm-hmm.
The original cast, a lot of the original cast. I believe one of them sadly is deceased, so she's not coming.
Aww.
but that cast is going to be here, and I'm sharing those with the Kaleidoscope track. So there's going to be a track for the younger kids who are on the Kaleidoscope track. There's going to be the Power Rangers are going to do panels for them. And then the older dorks are going to come to see them on my tracks. And so we've got a couple of panels with those guys, and that's going to be huge. I've And speaking of Ghostbusters, as we were briefly, the director of a documentary about Ghostbusters fandom is coming.
I have heard about that, and it's supposedly an excellent, excellent documentary. I've not seen it, but I've heard lots of really great things about it.
If it's the one I think it is, it's on Netflix right now.
It is. Ghostheads, I believe, is the name of it.
Yeah.
And very cool. Ghostheads.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. But if it's on Netflix, and we are going to have the director is coming, and we're going to show the movie, and there are some groups with some great guys in it from Georgia and from my home state of Alabama who are Ghostbusters costume guys. They go around to hospitals and that kind of thing as the Ghostbusters at charity events. And a lot of the movie is about them, and some of them are in it. And they just talk about Ghostbusters stuff. And so I'm sure everything Ghostbusters will be discussed. We're going to do a Q&A after with the director and all these guys. And it's going to be huge. Maybe huge is not the right word. Maybe
epic?
Maybe the word huge is too political. Let's take that out.
It's going to be huge. I'm a big fan. Oh, so Donald Trump's coming is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay. Sure, why not?
We're going to
yes, he would. Hey, let's leave it at that. All right. So, and did we cover all the other panels that you're going to have this year?
Oh, did I? Gosh. I forgot about a little something. Little movie called Flash Gordon.
Flash! Ha ha! I won't do that ever
MJ
again.
Jones is coming.
Right.
And more recently, people will know him from the movie Ted.
Yeah.
Is he in Ted, really?
He is amazing in Ted.
Huh!
Because the Marky Mark and the bear love Flash Gordon in the movie Ted. And sure enough, Flash Gordon himself shows up in the movie.
Well, the actor who plays Flash Gordon.
Well, yeah. And so Sam J. Jones is coming, and I'm sure he'll talk about all that stuff. And he's bringing with him Melody Anderson, who played Dale Arden in the Flash Gordon movie. So Flash and Dale are going to be here. However, Melody Anderson was also the co-star of Manimal.
Oh, she was. Oh, my God. You get to talk about Manimal with her, don't you?
Yes.
Warned her you're doing
this? I was going to say, is she aware that that is happening?
Believe it or not, she is. We're doing a panel called Melody Anderson and the Legend of Manimal.
That's
because
awesome.
Over the course of my DragonCon tenure, I've kind of turned it into my own in joke. And
yes, you have.
I love that I've been able to do that. And I got to exchange emails with Melody Anderson over the course of the last couple of years. And she has, in fact, attempted to come to DragonCon a couple of times during my last few years, so I'm so glad she finally made it. And but when we exchanged emails, I said, "Well, here's a thing I wrote about Manimal, and here's a podcast we did about Manimal." And she wrote back one word: "Unbelievable!" Exclamation point. She had no idea that there was such a fan base.
There is a Manimal fan base. There really
it might just be me.
No, it's not just you. I mean, and that's one of the things I want to say, people. That's a great thing about DragonCon. I mean, this is one of those things that we've talked about before. You might be a fan. I'm trying to think of something very odd that you, Kolchak the Night Stalker. Okay.
Yeah.
Before X-Files, nobody really, I mean, Kolchak was like, I think it was on maybe a season. I can't remember. I mean, I remember they did a season and then they did a couple of like TV movies. So nobody knew about Kolchak. I mean, there were a handful of people, but you will find somebody that's all of a sudden like, I was a Kolchak fan too. And then you find your own fandom, and Manimal is the same way. So, you know, I think that's awesome.
That is exactly true. We're doing a panel on, in addition to, well, we're doing a panel on shows you thought nobody else remembered. So I'm just roping in everybody.
That's awesome.
Who has one show they thought, you know, that was on three times, and I bet no one else has heard of it. Well, I think you're going to be, you would be amazed,
yes.
So, and just the bringing together of people to, basically, I like to say we're exploring the archives of awesomeness in sci-fi movies and TV, because there's so very much out there, and we don't have enough time in 3 days to do it all, but we're going to give it a shot. We're going to give it an honest attempt.
Yeah. So you also do a drive-in thing, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you for pointing that out to me. With my buddies next door, formerly next door, we've moved into a bigger space.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, we are doing a, this is maybe the fifth year or maybe more that we've done this in a row. It's called the Friday Night Sci-Fi Drive-In, where we watch a big cheesy movie on a big screen and we invite everybody to heckle it along with us. And I co-host along with a podcaster, Kevin Batchelder, who is one of the co-founders of the DragonCon Newbies group.
Mm-hmm. We interviewed him about a week ago.
Yeah, well, yeah. So he and I, this year the movie, he and I just do an enjoyable comedic performance alongside as we watch the movie. He always watches the movie, takes notes, watches it multiple times, memorizes the thing. I never watched the movie beforehand.
You really? Seen... You don't? Really?
No. Oh,
hysterical.
And this year the movie is Battle Beyond the Stars. It has George Peppard, John Boy Walton.
Mm-hmm. Think about everybody that was in the 70s on a TV show.
Yep.
Or on a TV. You know what? Think about people that were on Battle with the Network Stars and never went anywhere else. And they're probably in this movie. I've seen this.
They are.
And it's for what it is, it's awesome. Sharknado.
Don't tell Joe anything about it because, you know, he wants to go in fresh. He doesn't want to be spoiled.
He wants to experience it. He wants the actual, you know, the virgin.
Right. I mean, he speaks for the common man when it comes to Battle Beyond the Stars.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
I want to let it wash over me. Yeah. I want to let it flow upon me.
The comedy comes from being, you know, there in the moment.
Right.
So you mentioned that you moved to a new place, which is happening a lot, mostly because of renovations, also because DragonCon's been expanding every year, seemingly. Where are you at now?
We are still in the Marriott. And
that's in the middle, because it begins with an M.
Yes. That is how I remember it, too. We are still in the Marriott, and I'm going to dig up our room number right now, and
I know right where you are.
Thank you for that.
Okay, so people, I don't know the room number. But it is, if you ever went to costuming before, he has taken over the costuming rooms.
Oh, okay. So he's next to KT then.
Yeah, I was in Marriott 106 and 107, M106 and 107. It's the mezzanine level. It is the level where the sky bridge is. And you go down that little hallway that you think isn't anything there. But there is, and he is going to be down on that hallway. And I cannot, and 106 and 107 are going to be PJs, so I think you're 104. But please don't hold me to that. Look it up. But it's right down that hallway. So it's where costuming was. He's got that super big room that's going to be awesome for him. Costuming has a really super cool room now, too. So don't think that costuming's gone. It's awesome. But, yeah. So that's where you are.
Awesome.
Good. At least somebody knows where they're going.
I know where.
I know where you are.
And I also want to say to all of our listeners now, if you know how to make a temporary tattoo that just about the length of an arm. So look at an arm, like the inside of an arm, a temporary tattoo that could do a map of all the Dragon Con hotels for John. That would be awesome. One of those, you know, one of those that you used to like lick and then stick on your arm. You remember those when we were all kids? That's what John needs.
Are you inviting people to lick my arm? Is that what you're doing?
For charity? Sure.
I'm glad that they're licking my arm for charity. I'm glad you are volunteering people. Okay.
And I also know that you're as hairy as a Yeti, so that'll be a lot of fun too, guys.
Not that hairy, actually, surprisingly. And as it shows on the top of my head, it's all going away. All right, so you are in the Marriott. You're next to at least currently, because who knows what will happen in the next 40 or so days. Next to Kaleidoscope Track down in the Marriott on the Skybridge level, just as you're getting ready to go over to whatever the other H one is at the other end. begins with an H. I have no idea which one. It's either Hyatt or Hilton, one or the other. So that's cool. All right, Joe. So for the 30th anniversary, we've been doing something slightly different. We've been going and quizzing the directors basically on their areas of expertise.
Excellent.
So this, and you're going to play against Lee. So today we have a series of classic sci-fi or classic television show in a couple of cases, theme songs. As soon as you know the answer, yell your name out. So in your case, you'd say Joe. And I will pause the music and you will answer what show this theme song is from. Okay. So
it's a theme song from
some show,
from a classic show. Okay.
So here we go, and we'll keep score and Lee will lose. So as she does, because she's horrible at this. And the first one is going to play right now.
The long night has come.
Yes.
Manimal.
Nope.
Oh.
The system's commonwealth, the greatest civilization in history, has fallen. But now, one ship, one crew have vowed to drive back the night and rekindle the light of civilization. On the starship Andromeda, hope lives.
Oh, my God. It's Andromeda. Gosh. Okay. That took me forever. Jeez.
Let me just say, the reason I said Manimal first is because I thought he was going to give you an easy one first. So sure. I just as soon as I heard any noise, I was going to say Manimal.
Okay. So here's the next one. Oops. Although technically, I don't think this is in your track. I think they moved it to a different track. But anyway.
That Lee? Would be Farscape. Oh, dang it! Why did I say
Lee?
Lee. Said Lee. Lee. Yeah, I don't get this one. Go.
Lee.
Farscape.
Yes, Farscape.
You gotta say your name. You don't say the show.
I said Farscape, not Joe. My name's not Farscape.
Your name's not Farscape. As much as you, that would be a really cool name, but it's not.
It would.
Not,
okay, go.
Not yet. All right, here we go.
Oh, Joe.
Yes.
Go, Joe. I believe it is V.
That is correct.
Or
V, the series.
Like,
but yes.
I was like, I know that. And I, oh, that was irritating. Okay.
Here we go.
They have come to Earth with the promise of peace.
Joe?
Yes.
Alien Nation.
No.
No.
Oh, what?
Alien Race. Called the Tailhounds.
It's created by Gene Roddenberry. Yes, Lee.
I can't remember the name of it. I see it because they were the really tall people and they were kind of egg-shaped heads and they were kind of whitish. And right. I don't know the name.
All right, for no points, do you got it, Joe?
I got it.
Yeah.
What is it?
Earth Final Conflict.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
No points for it, but
nobody points for anybody. But we both could describe what the show was. We knew.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Here we go. I cut out the beginning of this one because it made it too obvious.
But in the year of the Shadow War, it became something greater. Our last best hope for victory.
Babylon 5.
Lee.
Dang it, did I do it again?
Yes.
Joe.
Lee got
Babylon
it.
5.
Good grief.
We're tied 2-2.
And I knew that was Babylon 5. You got name, Joe. Your name.
Joe.
There you go.
Let's practice again. Joe, try it again. Practice.
Babylon 5.
No, Joe.
He's as bad as this as I am, by the way.
Okay, here we go. Oh, dear God.
Lee.
Dear God, Lee. Yes.
Fringe.
Yes. Oh, my Lord,
that
Lee.
That was killing me for a second.
That took
too.
You
I'm
way
like,
too
I
long
this.
To figure that
I
out.
I saw all the little things that we don't know what the hell they mean, and I want to interview J.J. Abrams so bad. Okay, keep going.
All right, here we go.
Lee!
Joe.
Lee got in first. Oh, boy.
Greatest American Hero.
No! Okay, Joe, you got it? Or do you want to listen to some more?
Leap.
That is right.
Oh, man. That's right. Damn it.
Darn it. Admittedly, that might, you know, here we go.
Up, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Alf.
That is correct.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, he wins. I don't know that one.
All right. Oops. What's this one? Oh, here we go.
Joe?
Lee?
Yes, Joe.
I want to see if Lee knows.
Yes, Lee.
Manimal.
Yes, it's Manimal.
I'm just going to say that theme music is just one of the best. And I'm not saying this ironically. That theme music is amazing.
Okay, well, let's listen so we can judge for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So from this, I know he could change into a hawk.
Yep.
Some kind of big cat creature.
Panther, right?
Yep.
Black Panther, right? Yeah.
Michael D. Roberts, who went on to do actually a lot of other stuff.
He did a lot. Was Michael D. Roberts? That's the guy that was in. Isn't that the guy that was also in V, the series?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in. He was.
I think so.
If you had to have somebody that was a good guy that kind of looked like a bad guy in the 80s and early 90s, that's who you went to. He's in RoboCop too.
Let me ask you, could he change into anything besides a hawk and a panther?
No.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Did
any
he?
Any animal.
No, wait.
But
that's
did he?
Did he?
He did. The thing was, they only had special effects for...
That's all the budget had. He couldn't
and
do
for,
anything, but we only...
And for the
him.
Others, he would just go around a corner, and then the animal would walk out. Or he would, he'd be locked in a closet, and then a horse would break out of the closet. You know, that kind of thing.
All right, here we go.
Lee.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, Lee.
Airwolf.
Yes.
Airwolf was right. Lee's at 5. All right, hold on.
Yeah. Well done.
I got a couple
Thank
more
you.
Here.
I don't know. I remember that show. Poor Jan Michael Vincent.
Joe, maybe?
Starring Jeff Conaway. Yes, what?
You threw me with the Jeff Conaway thing.
I'll see you. I'll give you a little bit more.
Yeah, I remember Jeff Conaway was in Babylon 5.
I got it. Joe.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, shoot. The...
This is a test.
The word sword is in it. Sword and the Sorcerer? That's a movie.
No, that's not it.
You're sort of on the right path. I don't know that playing more of the theme song actually helps.
Lee, Sequest?
Yes. No.
It's not Sequest.
Wizards and Warriors.
Man! Oh, I do something man. And something. I could not... Oh,
yeah, okay. Because you had that kind of heroic music. We knew it was some kind of hero thing. Yeah.
All right, Joe. Here's a chance to redeem yourself.
Joe.
Yes.
I believe that is Automan.
That is correct, Joe.
Oh, dear Lord. No. Okay, you win that one. No, right. I don't remember Automan. Thank you.
All right, we have a tiebreaker because we're at 5-5. Okay. And possibly the worst. This is not on your track, but possibly the worst theme song ever made. Here we go.
It's been a long, long.
Lee!
Joe!
Okay, I heard Joe. Yes, Joe.
It is, I believe Lee screamed first, but it is Enterprise.
That is correct. Joe wins! Joe wins! Oh. Yay!
Yay!
Yes, it
Joe.
Is possibly
Joe,
the worst
I'm very happy for you because you did know Automan that I've never even heard of. So, and the.
And
how
technically, and he did technically give you Manimal.
And he did give me Manimal. And how you pulled Alf out of the recesses, I don't know. So, yay, Joe. I still don't like John. But yay, Joe.
Hey.
All right.
I could honestly talk for an hour, and maybe I will. I have a sci-fi convention that I can program about TV theme songs. And Enterprise, oh, my gosh. Did they look for any treacly ballad they could find from Rod Stewart? Can we get Rod Stewart on this Star Trek thing? That must have been what they asked.
I don't think Creed was available at the time, which is the reason.
Oh no!
Or Nickelback.
Nickelback. Yeah. But that song was originally in the Robin Williams movie Patch Adams.
You know, I remember somebody else saying that, and I went, you know, I used to like Patch Adams. Don't know if I can like it right now. So
well, yeah. Rod Stewart sang it in Patch Adams, but some Broadway dude sang it for the TV show.
Now,
well, and we wish to say it's not about the song. The song is perfectly fine.
The song is pleasant.
It just don't make no sense.
Not in a Star Trek world, no.
It
don't make no sense.
All right, Joe. It has been a pleasure. Of course, people. Where can people find you on the web if they want to get a hold of you or find more information about your track?
We are on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/ American Sci-Fi Classics. We have a page off the DragonCon.org page has all of our stuff on it. With all the linkage, it's classicscifi.dragoncon.org. And we are on Twitter at Classic Track.
That's really cool. All right. So, and again, you are in the Marriott. I know it only because it's an M.
And it's near where my track used to be, because you could usually find my track.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I
could. It's on the mezzanine level after you get off the... If you're coming from the Hilton, turn to your left, go down that hall. You think, this is just a hall that doesn't go anywhere, but it does. It goes to both the Kaleidoscope track and now your track, American Sci-Fi Classics.
All right, so until next time, this is John for Joe and Lee saying peace.
Cheater. Bye.
Don't blame the game. Blame the person ruling the game. What? No, that's not working.
Cheater. I'm blaming the right person. Cheater. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share-alike non-commercial license.